Praise the Lord, beloved. This is Apostle Asia Hurd, amen, of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We welcome you to Cornerstone Deliverance Church weekly Bible study, amen, that takes place every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, amen, hallelujah. We welcome you to this Bible study, hallelujah. My God, our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, beloved. And we invite you to peruse the website. Amen. And it will bless you with all of the things that the Holy Spirit has released to be a blessing unto the body of Christ. Praise God. Amen. We also invite you to download the church app. Amen. That is free, no charge unto you. Amen. That will really bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Even we invite you to take classes on our online Bible school, amen, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurchtheologicalinstitute, amen. It is a certificate program, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Evangelist Cookie, I see that you're on tonight. Amen. I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer, if you don't mind.
Amen.
Praise
Father
God,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us to be here together one more time. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for moving by your Spirit. We thank you for using Apostle Asia like never before, Lord Jesus, on this night. We thank you, Lord, for preparing our hearts, Lord Jesus, that we might receive your word and that your name might be glorified in our lives, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we won't fail, and we ask, oh God, Jesus, that you will bless completely in this class tonight, Lord Jesus. Bless each and every one of our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we won't fail to give your name the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Beloved, amen, on tonight, amen, I am led by the Spirit that we can study from Judges chapter 16, amen. I know that we have been studying on grace, hallelujah, amen. This July series is on grace, and those of us that be in Christ and that is born again, according to John 3, when Jesus said, amen, that one will not, amen, enter into heaven if they are not born again, that we must be born of the water and must be born of the Spirit, and that Spirit is the Spirit of the true and living God, praise God. And it is the Holy Ghost, as we have learned, that ministers grace, amen, hallelujah, to the believers, those of us who have our faith in Jesus Christ and his death, his burial, and his resurrection, amen. Faith in the Christ and his finished work at the cross gives the Holy Spirit latitude to work in our life, amen. The Holy Spirit also works under an order, praise God, amen, hallelujah. And that order in which he is active in our life, praise God, is by way of our faith being in Christ, praise God, amen. And so I'm going to ask that we turn to Judges 16, amen, and we're going to read. I believe that there is a word from the Lord on tonight to be able to strengthen you and bless you all, amen. We have to keep pressing, and we have to keep seeking the face of God. In this season of my life, I find that even for small things, little things, amen, that I am truly seeking God. And I really want to know his will, praise God. And I want him to show me, amen, hallelujah, amen, his way, amen, praise God. And I want him, hallelujah, to reveal to me, amen, those things that are needed that I can be victorious. I really want his, and I believe that that's what you want too, amen, for his word to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, amen. And so I have some scriptures here to be able to direct you, instruct you in righteousness, amen, hallelujah, and to help you in your journey, praise God. And so again, we are going to read, amen, from Judges, amen, and we're going to go into chapter 16, because I believe that it is very important that we all learn how how to walk and live by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I'm going to read verse 1, and it reads, amen. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. Amen. And so, beloved, I want to share with you, amen, that Samson was one that hallelujah, from the womb, he had a covenant with God under the Nazarite vow. Samson's mother, who was barren, was given strict instructions on how to raise him, not to give him nothing from the vine, nothing fermented and unfermented, amen, that there should be no razor to his head. Praise God, hallelujah. And the length of his hair and the razor not coming to his head, amen, that was a symbol of his covenant with God, amen. And it represented the strength that God has given him, the Holy Spirit resting upon him, amen, that he may be a deliverer of the children of Israel, amen, out of the hands of the Philistines, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And, beloved, I want to share with you that for the children of Israel, the Philistines was an inner foe. They was an inner foe, meaning that they were an enemy that lived in their land. Amen. Mm-hmm. And for those of us that is born of the Spirit, praise God, we too have an inner enemy. Amen. Once we are born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit takes up residence in our spirit, and he quickens our mortal body together with Christ Jesus. Amen. That is empowerment. Praise God. Amen. And so we are already spiritually resurrected and seated where Jesus is. And so it is the Spirit of God in us that wars against our flesh. Our flesh, or the sin nature, that is the old man. Praise God. Amen. And this text says, then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. So for Samson to be a judge in this time, amen, a deliverer of Israel against their enemy, for the Spirit of God to be with him, amen, Samson was laying with harlots, amen, my God. And so I just want to share with you that it is impossible for man to control his own flesh, amen, hallelujah. This is why we have to be crucified with Christ, amen. That flesh must be crucified. The old man must be crucified. We have to be able to identify with the crucifixion, the death, and the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This is why it's important for those of us that even desire leadership positions, or even those of us, amen, that desire to be used by the Lord, we have to learn how to die. Amen. As I said in Sunday service, amen, we should have a graveyard. We should have a tombstone. There should be something within your life that represents the death of the old man. Praise God. If you be in Christ, if you are born of the Spirit, if you consider yourself to be mature, praise God. Amen. And so here is Samson, amen, a great deliverer, amen, with strength that is unmatched by no other, amen. When we read in this, we're going to see that he took away pillars and bars, amen, to the gates to the city, amen. Samson was able to lift heavy weight, amen, and carry heavy burdens, amen, but he could not control his flesh, praise God. And so you'll find that right there, not being able to control his flesh, amen, Samson's enmity, amen, with him was his flesh. His enemy was him not being able to crucify the flesh or die to sin, amen? And so those of us that be in Christ, amen, the Holy Spirit doesn't just rest upon us like he rested upon Samson. He takes up residence in you. He is in you, living in you, dwelling in you. Amen, hallelujah. Your body is his temple. He does not sleep. He is doing the work of warring against the flesh, amen, all day long, praise God. But you have to decide, who are you going to obey? Who are you going to submit to, amen? Will you submit to the Spirit of God on the inside, amen, hallelujah, amen, that will lead you into righteousness, amen, and you won't have to sin or obey sin or the sin nature, or will you give into the desires of your flesh, praise God? So can someone And we're going to read in this text, amen, how, amen, one of those women, actually both of them, hallelujah, was hired by the Philistines to trick him. His wife gave up the riddle, amen, and now Delilah, amen, hallelujah, amen, gave him up for money, praise God. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful that it is not good for us to make covenant with the world, amen. It is not good for us to fellowship with the world, praise God, hallelujah, amen. If someone is a lover of the world, is an agent of the world, my God, that is not going to be a good ally for you, praise God, amen.
Amen.
And so we have to make the hard decision, amen. I love what Jesus said, who is my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother, but those that do the will of my father, amen. And so those that are doing the will of God is not just proclaiming, amen, salvation with their mouth. This is their lifestyle, amen. They have a lifestyle of obedience and worship in spirit and truth, amen, hallelujah. A lot of us believe that our worship to God is a hallelujah and a dance. But, beloved, I'm here to tell you on today that your worship unto God is your lifestyle of obedience. Amen. If you are not being obedient unto God, then guess what? You are not in worship. You are out of worship, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to be able to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer of the word, praise God. And so we in Judges 16, and I'm going to read verse 2, amen. And it was told the Gazite, let me read it from here because it's brighter. And it was told the Gazite, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning when it is day, we shall kill him. The Bible teaches us that the enemy of the Lord, which is Satan, and his agents, come for one reason, but to kill, steal, and destroy. You can play with the devil if you want to, praise God, but he is on a mission. He is on assignment. The Bible tells us how the enemy lays in wait, crouched down at the door. All he needs is a foothold, and he is waiting for entrance. Amen. Beloved, tonight, if there is a foothold that the enemy has, close that door. Shut the door on his foot. Do not allow him entrance. Amen. Listen,
right.
We come to give you a word tonight that is going to empower you, that is going to encourage you, and that is going to give you a way of escape, praise God. Amen. Because we have to learn how to walk by faith, and that faith is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so verse 3 says, and Samson lay till midnight and arose at midnight and took the door of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders and carried them up the top of an hill that is before Hebron. Listen, Samson has strength like no other. But the strength that Samson had that was like no other was the grace of the Holy Ghost upon Samson. Amen. It was the power of God. It was by way of God's Spirit. Amen. Samson, as a natural man, without that covenant, without that vow, without that secret, praise God. A lot of us are telling kingdom secrets, praise God. Do not tell everything that God promises you and what he wants to do for you. You don't have to, amen, share the strength of God in your life with everybody, praise God, because everybody does not mean you any good. God wants to know, too, can he trust you? Can you be a secret keeper? Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. I remember, hallelujah, the last time that we were searching for a property here in North Carolina, amen, when I fired everybody, nobody knew that I was looking again until I had closed. Praise God, hallelujah, because I didn't need no interference on the line, amen. I knew that I was dealing with spiritual warfare. I knew that there was an open door, amen, but I also knew that the enemy withstood me. Praise God, hallelujah.
That's right.
I kept my mouth shut and I shopped in silence. I was silent all the way until the closing. And when I shared it, people could not. not believe that it was done already. They wanted to know, what house did you get? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And some people were saying we was looking for the house to come on the market, but it was like we were blinded. Amen. So God will blind the eyes of people that you can have your blessing, praise God. But you're telling it. You're telling it. Amen. You're talking too much. You're telling too much. Learn how to be silent, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Learn how to hold your peace. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. It is not for us to tell everything. And everything that we know is not for everybody. Praise God. Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. Can you be a secret keeper? Can you be a confidant to the true and living God? Can he trust you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, my God. And so we see here that Samson was so strong. Amen. And I'm going to read verse 4, and it says, and it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek. It said he loved her, amen, hallelujah, whose name was Delilah, amen. We have to understand that believers, when governed by self-will, can fall deeper into folly and sin than a man of the world. My God, this explains Samson's incredible conduct with Delilah, amen. And so, beloved, you have to remember that you're not like the world, that you're not on Satan's side, amen, hallelujah. You have been plucked up and transplanted by the rivers of living water. God has put his spirit in you. There is value in you, eternity in you, amen. And Satan wants to trip you up. He wants your anointing. He wants to take your place, amen. He wants you to doubt the word of God. He wants to put doubt in your heart, beloved, amen. He does not want you, amen, to walk in your divine purpose, fulfill your divine destiny, and leave a legacy, amen. So he's not working overtime, amen, to trip up his people, those people in the world that is already blinded by him. Amen. He got them. Amen. But you are a target. Amen. Praise God. And so this is why we have to be mindful. Amen. And it seems like that we can fall deeper into folly and sin than even a man of the world. And why is this? Amen. Because it's like a dog going to lick up the vomit, beloved. Amen. I want to share this with you. The Bible says that once you have been delivered, once a person has been delivered from demonic influence, possession, oppression, amen, hallelujah, and if they go back to that, amen, if they go back to the bondage again, if they go back and do the same things that they were delivered again, if the enemy comes back, that he comes back with 7 times worse, amen, so it will be worse for you than it was in the world. Listen, your vessel has been swept clean, this enemy, amen, hallelujah. And I don't know about y'all, but I've been delivered from demonic influence and demonic possession, amen, hallelujah. I've been delivered. God had to clean up his vessel. He had to put the enemy out, praise God. And it wasn't just my flesh, amen. There was some demonic entity that was working that had to go, praise God. And we have to get into that place that when we see anything, amen, of the enemy kingdom that is working, we have to hate it, amen. We got to not want it to operate, praise God. Even if it was working for you in the old life, you have to come to know that those things is not going to work well for you in this new life in Christ, praise God. Amen. And so verse 5 says, and the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him, and see wherein his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give you, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. Amen. And so, amen, hallelujah. The Philistines was very weary of Samson, amen. They was willing to pay one of the Philistines' women that Samson had loved, amen, Delilah, amen, to entice him, amen. Listen, this is seduction, amen. Listen, the Bible speaks of seducing spirits, praise God, hallelujah. Beloved, we got to be mindful, amen. And these spirits are working in people that you know, praise God. but you have to be able to identify, amen. Listen, you can't fight an enemy that you can't identify. Praise God, hallelujah. You got to be able to identify the enemy, praise God, hallelujah. And listen, most of these demons, amen, have personalities and traits, amen, and that you could call them what they do. Normally, they do what they named are, amen, praise God. Amen, so a seducing spirit is going to seduce you, praise God. Try to seduce you from the love of God, amen. Try to seduce you into sin, even sexual immorality, praise God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, and we see that even though Samson was weak in his flesh, Samson could not control his emotions. Samson was weak in his flesh. I heard Creflo Dollar say, amen, that a man that cannot control his emotions is the weakest man there is, amen. And so Samson has strength, but he has self-will. Listen, beloved, we need the will of God, amen. We want his kingdom to come and for his perfect will to be done, amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Six says, and Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray you. She's on the job. She's on assignment, amen. She wants this money, amen, the love of money. Amen. What does the Bible say about the love of money? It's the root of all evil. The love of money. She wanted this money. She didn't care about Samson loving her. There's people that we love that's not loving us
back. Praise God. My God, my God. You got to be careful about that, beloved.
People that cannot love you back, give them the love of God. But be mindful of what else you give them. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to be able to set good boundaries. Praise God. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray you, wherein your great strength lies, and wherewith you might be bound to afflict you. Amen. This sounds like some strange language. You know, she's telling you, I want to know about your strength, and I want to know how can you be afflicted. Amen. I know you don't love me, and you want to know how I could be afflicted. You know, that sounds strange. Amen. But, beloved, when you start dealing with the enemy, praise God, hallelujah, amen, you know, things that may sound strange to you, things if you was on the outside looking in, amen, and someone said this to you and said, this ain't nothing but the devil, praise God. But here, Samson is in love. Samson is blinded by his love, amen, praise God. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with seven green withs, that them never dry, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her seven green withs. She was working for the enemy. Amen. How many of you is tied up in love with someone that is working for the enemy? Amen. Some of us, when we marry people in the world, amen, and Christ is already our Lord and Savior, amen, Satan wind up being your father-in-law, amen. And then Satan will motivate your spouse to work against you. Amen, hallelujah. I don't want Satan to be my father-in-law, amen, praise God. Amen, so it says here, brought up her seven wicks, which had not been dried, and she bound them with them, amen. Nine says, now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber, and she said unto him, the Philistines be upon you, Samson. And he broke the whip, and as a thread of tow is broken when it touches the fire, so his strength was not known. That means the secret of his strength, amen, because he did not share the secret or the covenant that he had with God, with the enemy. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says that if the enemy would have known that Jesus Christ dying on the cross, amen, hallelujah, he wouldn't have never tried to, hallelujah, what should I say, bruise his heel. Amen. Because Christ, amen, bruised the head of the serpent in his resurrection, in his death, burial, in his resurrection, I should say. But the serpent bruised his heel in death. Amen. Hallelujah. The serpent snapped at the heel of Christ in death. Death thought that he had victory into Christ resurrected. Amen. And came up with all power. Amen. In his hands. Amen.
Amen.
And so, beloved, we really have to be mindful. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, you have mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray you will with you might be bound. Amen. And number 11 says, and he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that were never occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Amen. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon you, Samson. And there were lions in wait, abiding in the chamber, and he broke them from off his arms like a thread. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And so let us continue to read. Amen. Like a thread. Just give me 1 minute. I have to find my place. And 13 says, and Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith you might be bound. And he said unto her, if you weave the locks of my head with the web. Amen. And she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, the Philistines be upon you, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep and went away with the pin of the bee and with the web. Amen. Beloved, listen. Only the power of God and the power of the Holy Ghost can make us shake the devil off. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, you have to know where your strength lies. Your strength lies in your covenant with God. Your covenant with God, which puts you in right standing, is your faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross. Praise God. We have to learn how to fight that good fight of faith, keeping our faith exclusively, amen, in that finished work at the cross, beloved. We want to be mindful. When our faith is misplaced, we cannot shake the devil off, amen. You cannot shake the enemy off, amen. You will not have this supernatural divine strength, amen, when you break covenant, amen, praise God. And she fastened, so we read that. Now, this is the secret, amen. We have verse 15, we in chapter 16, verse 15 of Judges, amen. And she said unto him, how can you say, I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times and have not told me wherein your great strength lies. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words. And that's how the enemy is. The enemy will press on you and not let up. Amen. You cannot let anyone know about what you are doing, where you are going, when you're coming and going. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, no one has my address in North Carolina but my mother and my daughters. Amen. Everybody else got a P.O. box. Praise God. And when people tell me, well, I want to send you something, I say, well, if the P.O. box won't receive it, you can't send it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, it's all right to be off the radar sometimes. It's all right to be unreachable. Amen. Praise God. It's all right, praise God. And urge him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Amen.
Amen.
He should have never been in this place. Sometimes we find ourselves in places where we should not be. It is not possible, I think, for any believer to submit himself to such a situation, but the end result will be exactly as that of Samson, beloved. Don't allow the enemy to press you into a corner, praise God. Stop having dialogue with the enemy. Stop playing with the devil, amen. Agents of Satan, amen. Hallelujah, amen. They just want to see you, amen. I like to say misery like company, praise God. Amen. I know they have to be miserable, amen, in the world. I was misery in the world and did not know it. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're miserable and don't even know it, praise God. Not into the burden that is on you from being in that life is lifted up off you. Not into God bears that heavy weight. Hallelujah. So we really have to be mindful. And so, beloved, amen. Let us look at 1 John, amen, 2:15-17. 1 John 2:15-17. Amen. Because, beloved, we cannot be lovers of the world. Praise God. 15 says, love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Amen.
Yes.
And the world passes away and the lust thereof, For he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen. And so Delilah represented the world. Amen. Delilah represented the world system. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so Samson, the Bible says that Samson loved her. We cannot be lovers of the world. Beloved, I'm here to tell you tonight, do not put yourself in that situation. If there is love that you have for the world, submit yourself unto God and resist the devil. Ask God to remove it from you. Ask him to change your desires and your appetite. Ask him to transform your mind. Amen? And some of this stuff is just habitual. It's just things that you are used to doing, so you continue to do it. Amen. But you have to learn to set good, godly habits. Amen. Stop doing the things that you used to do. Praise God. Amen. Beloved, we are going somewhere with this. You are truly, amen, going to be blessed. Amen. So verse 17 says that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God. And him being a Nazarite means that he was separated, sanctified, consecrated unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaved, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, this is what the enemy want to know, all your heart. But, beloved, I told you earlier, keep your mouth shut. Amen. Because out of the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart. Amen. Your heart cannot be revealed if you shut your mouth. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all of his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistine came up unto her and brought money in their hand. Amen. Like I said, the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Amen. This is what the enemy wants. He wants to afflict you. Amen. Even if the agent is Satan, got on a pretty blue dress, praise God. Even if he's fine in a nice suit, tall, dark, and handsome like you like it in gaiters, you better try that spirit by the spirit, praise God. I don't care if he comes talking nice and all the right things. You better vet it, beloved. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, God is speaking to us through Samson. Amen. Through this text, praise God. We cannot be desperate and we cannot be weak in this age. And the age means in this time, in this season, praise God. Amen. And 20 says, and she said, the Philistines be upon you, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not the Lord, that the Lord was departed from him. He did not know that the Lord was departed from him. There is nothing worse that can be said of a person than that the Spirit of the Lord has departed. That was the prayer of David. David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew in me the right spirit. Please, hallelujah, don't take your Holy Ghost from me. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to cherish, amen, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God that he had given unto us. Amen. And so 21 says, but the Philistines took him and put out his eyes. Listen, any other time, Samson was able to shake himself loose. He was so strong that he was able to free himself from any bondage because of the power of the Spirit of God that was upon him. But now that the Holy Spirit has departed, Samson is just like any other man. Amen. And so what did they do first? They put out his eyes, and they brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Samson worked in the prison house. Amen. And so, beloved, what I want to say to you, amen, that we are the just and that we do not walk by sight. Amen. But we walk by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have the Holy Ghost. And without faith, no man can please the Lord. Amen. And so we have to get into that place. Amen. That we are walking by faith in the word of God. They put out Samson's eyes because if Samson could not see, amen, he could not escape. Praise God. Hallelujah. But there's some of you today that is in situations that you can't see your way out. Praise God. You got eyes to see, but the burden is too heavy. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you that if you walk by faith, hallelujah, you can shake the devil off. Praise God. If you walk by faith, hallelujah, if you let faith be your legs and do your walking, beloved, you can make it out. Hallelujah. Jesus, that with God, all things are possible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those things that are impossible for man. Praise God. So Samson finds himself, amen, in a mess. Praise God. Hallelujah. But blind and all, if you continue to read the text, amen, Samson, amen, was brought out so that they could make sport of him, amen, with an arena of over 3,000 Philistines. Praise God. And Samson is no longer operating in self-will. Praise God. But Samson is talking to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you know that when you're in fellowship with God, hallelujah, that the Spirit can come back upon you, praise God. When you're in fellowship, this is why I love fellowship. This is why I like my quiet time with God. This is why I like my secret worship in my closet, praise God, hallelujah. My secret study that's even aside from the Bible study in the Sunday service. Why? Because during those times I'm before God for myself. I need the sense of the strength of Samson. Amen. You need the strength of Samson, the strength of David. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you have supernatural divine help. And that's what the strength of Samson represented. He represented grace. He represented supernatural divine help. Power, amen, that was like no other man had, amen. It was divine help, praise God. Hallelujah. But you find that even though Samson's eyes was out, he was back in fellowship. His hair began to grow back. I believe that Samson, amen, recommitted himself in covenant with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, it is not too late for you to recommit yourself in covenant with God. It is not too late. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just want to share this with you. Amen. Even though you can't see your way, even though it looks like confusion. Amen. Hallelujah. Commend yourself unto God. Get in covenant. Praise God. Hallelujah. Begin to tell God to show you the way to take. Hallelujah. Jesus, put your faith in God's word. Hallelujah. Even in those circumstances that seem to be impossible. Praise God. Hallelujah. That all things can be made possible. Amen. With Christ Jesus. So on today, my God, I ask that you enter into the circumstances and the situation of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, especially those that have pressed their way and that is under the unction and the anointing of my voice on tonight, my God. Oh Father, I ask that you download wisdom, problem solving, revelation, my God, in the name of Jesus, that by faith that they can see their way. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, let your grace in your faith be their provision, oh God. In the name of Jesus, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive your supernatural divine provision. The weight of glory is resting upon you now, and the weight of glory is meeting your need. Even right now, in Jesus' name, receive your portion. Hallelujah. Don't try to walk this thing out by self-will. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't believe what's before your eyes. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But walk by faith. Amen. Get a revelation. Hear from God. Hallelujah. His ways are not your ways, and his thoughts are not your thoughts. Praise God. And there is a provision for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't bend. Hallelujah. Don't bow down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hold on to your faith. Let your anchor hold in Christ. Hallelujah, you, Jesus. Because Jesus, hallelujah, he cannot fail. Amen. For those of us that be in Christ, we have already overcome the world. Why? Because Christ has overcome the world for us. Amen. The world cannot beat you. Praise God. Amen. I'm here to tell you today that God is he that formed the blackness, that fans the flame, and that forges the weapon. Praise God. There's not a weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. You will be given praise. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you may need, hallelujah, the glory and riches in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, it is suffice to meet the need, hallelujah, receive a glory of glory, hallelujah, Jesus, receive it in the name of Jesus, beloved, we just wanted to bless you on tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, walk by faith, live by faith, amen, you can believe the impossible, praise God,
thank you, Jesus,
even the promises that God has made you, amen, that seems like
thank
it took
Lord.
A long time to come about, amen, God will still
thank
have
you,
a heartbeat,
Lord.
Praise God, hallelujah,
thank
Jesus,
you
could believe that he's going to bring this thing into fruition because the word of God does not go out and return to him void. Praise God, hallelujah, for those of you that are waiting on promises of God to be fulfilled, you stop quoting that scripture, I believe, I have faith that the word of God still have a heartbeat, it's still living, it's still active, hallelujah, it is still going out to accomplish what God has sent it to do on my behalf,
yes,
hallelujah,
thank
you
got
to prophesy that thing, you got to call
you,
that
Jesus.
Thing that is not as if it is. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. For this is his mind towards you. His mind towards you is a mind to prosper and be in good health. Amen. Even as your soul prosper. So, beloved, prosper your soul. Hallelujah. And watch everything else fall in line. And apostle, how do I prosper my soul? Hallelujah. You prosper your soul by walking by faith in the word of God. You prosper your soul by eating these spiritual nutrients. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Holy Scriptures. You prosper your soul by staying in fellowship. Amen. And fellowship is a lifestyle of obedience. Amen. It's not being obedient today and disobedient tomorrow. It is your way of life, beloved. Praise God. We don't want to be like Samson. Weak in the flesh. Praise God. Making deals with the devil. Telling the secret of the covenant with the enemy.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
You want
That's
to
right.
be strong. You want to be able to identify
you,
with the crucifixion, the death, the burial,
Lord.
And the resurrection of Christ. Amen. You have to know that the old man is dead and buried. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory
Show
to God.
Me your burial. Have you seen
Thank
your
you,
own Jesus. Burial? Amen. God showed me my burial in my headstone. It had my name on it. Hallelujah. And it was well with my soul. Praise God. Because I am a new creature. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old must die. Hallelujah. The old must die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, ask God to show you your grace. Ask him to show you your headstone. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Ask him to show you, amen, the burial of the old man. Identify, amen, you ought to be crucified with Christ, buried with Christ. You ought to have died with him, amen, buried with him, and resurrected anew with him, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. And then only can you walk by faith. Only then can you walk by faith. Only then can you abide in the true light. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's time to die. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to die to the old man. It's time to die to the ways of the world. It's time to walk and live by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let your faith be misplaced and anchored in the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Let your faith anchor hold in Christ. Hallelujah. He is the only way. He is the only truth. He is the only light in the light of men. Praise God. Hallelujah. that shines in the heart of men, praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, let your light shine. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Do not give in to the impulses, amen, of the world. Amen. The call of the world. Amen. You know that when you was in the world, there was things that could call you and you would go. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There was a time, amen, when I had dated a Haitian, and whenever I would break up with him, he would call me in the spirit. And I would get up out of my bed and go get him. Praise God. Amen. But God, that was witchcraft. Praise God. But God broke the fetters of witchcraft. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. No more can anybody call me in the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. My ears only hear good news. My Lord and Savior is Jesus. I only answer his call. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. My
Jesus.
God. And we have to get to that place. Amen. Hallelujah. But we are not answering the call of everything and anything. And we cannot allow the enemy to press us in a corner. Hallelujah. Don't let him back you in a corner. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Even a rat back in the corner will come out fighting. Try to back a rat in the corner. That rat will stand up on his hind legs and fight you. Praise God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
He will fight you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, my God, and your fight should be a spiritual fight. Your weapons of warfare is not carnal. Amen. But mighty in God. Not carnal in nature. Amen. You cannot. I was speaking to, amen, my granddaughter Malia. Amen. She had a bad dream. And so her mother said, Nakia said, Messiah, teach Malia, amen, how to get rid of the bad dream. He said, she got to go to Mama. Mama showed me. Mama showed her. Amen. Hallelujah. And so what I taught them to do was to pray before they go to bed, commending themselves unto God and asking God for dreams that originate from his Holy Spirit. Praise God. And so when Messiah was having his bad dreams for 1 week straight, did we pray that prayer. And I taught him how to plead the blood. I said, Messiah, your weapon of warfare is not carnal in nature, but mighty in God. Amen. And so what you're going to have to do is when these bad dreams come, if they come, you have to plead the blood of Jesus. You got to learn. You got to walk in the authority of the blood. Amen. And then, hallelujah, at the end of that week, he said, Mama, I had a dream. I said, what was your dream? He said, my daddy was in that dream, my father. He said, no more bad dreams. From that day, Messi has not had no more bad dreams. And so when I said to Millie, I said, Millie, what are you going to do when you have bad dreams? Millie said, I'm going to fight. Amen. I said, Millie,
amen,
your weapon of warfare is not carnal. You cannot fight like this. Amen. With your fist. You can't fight and kick like that. Amen.
That's
I'm
right.
going to give you some tools that you can just stand. Amen. Hallelujah. On the rock, the solid rock. And you can speak the blood in the name of Jesus. And it will make the enemy tremble if you submit yourself to this word. Hallelujah. We have to train up our children in the way that they can go, the way that they should go, that they will not depart from it. Amen. I don't tell the children that the boogeyman is not in the closet and under the bed, because there is a boogeyman. The devil is real. Hallelujah, my God. But if you give them the tools, hallelujah, that they need, that the enemy don't put fear in them, praise God. You teach them how to
That's
be bold and courageous, praise God. Because that type of fear is torment, amen?
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
And so, beloved, you all have to learn to walk in, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, your spiritual weaponry, amen. It's all in the work of God, amen. Even silence is a weapon of warfare. That tells you that you don't have to answer. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Right.
A shout you will find in the Bible as a weapon of warfare. Amen. Samson shook himself, and that was a weapon of warfare. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, as you're reading the scriptures, come to know your weapon of warfare. Come to know the power and the authority that is in the blood and that is in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you yourself have to believe it. Praise God. Because it's not like speaking something that you yourself don't even believe. Amen. Hallelujah. You speak it without confidence. Amen.
That's
It's almost as if you're begging the enemy to go. But we grew up under an apostle that said, I'm not going to beg with you and I'm not going to plead with you. That was because he
That's
knew
right.
his authority. He knew the
That's
authority
right. That's
that
right.
he had.
That's
Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Yes,
he
did.
Knew
yes, he
that
did.
He had power over demonic evil spirits. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
And no matter what they did, whether they turned their whole neck around, whether they levitated, whatever they did, we had power. Praise
That's
God.
Right. That's right.
Walk in the dominion that God has given unto you. And Samson death, the Bible said, once he came back into communion with God, amen, he prayed and said, God, revenge my eyes. Hallelujah. Let me take out these Philistines, amen, and let me die. Praise God. That in his death, that he killed more of the enemy of God than he did in his living. Praise
in
God. Hallelujah.
Living.
What a victory. And beloved, this tells us that we got to finish this race to the end. You can't go
That's
halfway.
Right.
Amen. Samson's eyes was out. He was blind and could not see, but he was walking by faith. Holy Spirit, rest upon me one more time. Bring back my strength one more time. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And
yes,
so we want to run this race all the way to the end. We want to be a witness all the way to the end. We want to be casting out demons all the way to the end. We want to live a lifestyle of righteousness. Amen. That it be an example to someone else all the way to the end. We must finish this race. And we must run it by faith as if we want to obtain the prize. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
beloved, I'm not going to end this race and be empty-handed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
I'm cutting up everything that represents the world system. Praise God. You got to go. Amen. If that's how you want to live and that's what you want to do, you can't have access to me. Because I don't need the world creeping in my life, and that is not how I am living. Amen. Praise God. Beloved. Amen. You have to make a stand for Christ and a stand for righteousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What
Thank
type
you,
of stand
Jesus.
Will you make for God? What type of stand, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Father, we thank you, amen, for your grace and for your provision that we may walk and
live by faith.
Hallelujah. Faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross. We thank you for the grace. Hallelujah. That we shall
Later.
Stay on the road called straight, that straight and narrow path. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where the ground is firm. Don't let us veer off to the thin ice, oh God. But let the ground be firm. Let the rock be solid. Let the rock be Christ. In the name of Jesus, we only desire your will and to bring glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Use us for your glory. Use us, hallelujah, to bring glory to your name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive
Thank
it
you.
In the name of Jesus, beloved. Amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
I pray that you are empowered today. Amen. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes.
Amen. Because the enemy is crouched down waiting at the door. Amen. Waiting for entrance. And once he get in, he ain't going to show you no
oh,
mercy.
Lord,
he will back you in a corner. He will back you in a corner. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it don't have to be that way. Don't share your kingdom secrets.
You,
amen.
Please.
The secret of your strength with the enemy. Amen. All the enemy got to know is that you strong. Hallelujah. All the
Thank
enemy got to know is that
you
anointed. Amen. All the enemy got to know is
and
that you have dominion and authority. That Christ is your Lord and Savior.
You,
and that you abide in him as he abide in you as he abide in God. Hallelujah. Threefold protection, beloved. You have
you.
A threefold protection. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart from the things of the world. Don't let your heart love the world and the things of the world. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that we ought not to. The love that you give to the world is the gospel, that they may be in right standing with God. Amen. There is something that God has given unto you to give to the world, and just give the world that. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the world what God has given you to give to the world. Know what that is and let that be it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. If there be one on the line tonight who knows not Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We extend unto you this day the invitation, amen, that you may recommit yourself or that you may accept him for the first time as your personal Lord and Savior according to Romans 10 and 9. Amen. That is, you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ, that he is Lord, and that he has resurrected, that you shall be saved. Amen. And verses 11 teaches us of that same text, amen, that salvation is unto confession, and confessing. Amen. And so if
thank
this
you,
be
Jesus.
You today, I'm going to walk you through the prayer of repentance, amen, that you can be in right standing with God. Amen. Hallelujah. We offer up to you Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You can have him. And everything, amen, every provision of the cross that comes with him, amen, hallelujah, don't let nothing stop you, amen, the world has nothing for you. Once you have made this step, death is behind you and life is before you, and you just have to keep pressing toward life. Don't turn back, amen. The world is behind you, and the world is representing sin, death, hell, and the grave, and life. And eternal reign with Christ is before you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we have to keep the right focus, beloved. Amen. And so I would ask that you that believe, whose heart was pricked through this, teach on tonight the same Holy Spirit that rested upon Samson and gave him supernatural divine strength. He shall be your comforter. Amen. Once you accept Jesus Christ, amen, you shall receive the free gift, amen, of the Holy Ghost and fire that will teach you and lead you into all righteousness. Praise God. And I ask that you repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, here I am a sinner.
Here I am a sinner.
In my sin.
In my sin.
Come into my heart.
With you right there.
Amen.
Come
amen. I hear
heart.
You. I hear you. Amen. I believe you died.
I believe you died.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I believe that you are Lord.
I believe that you are Lord.
And I believe that you resurrected.
I believe that you represent.
And I accept you.
And I accept you
as my personal Lord and Savior.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
Baptize me with your Holy Ghost and fire, as it is written in your word.
Yes,
let it be
yes.
unto me. I promise to serve you,
thank you,
the balance of my days. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, you will find that some of us that are in Christ, even though we are saved, you know, sometimes people don't want to be the first one to the altar. And there's times when God had unctioned me to go to the altar to break the ice for someone else to be able to come down. You have to be led by the Spirit. There's times when I will repeat the sinner's prayer that this way they don't feel alone like they're the only one. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And we do that, amen, amen, just to make it easier. You will find that nobody wants to be first, amen. But people that are hungering and thirsting and running for their life, amen, hallelujah. I know I was running, tripping, and tripping at the altar, praise God, hallelujah. I didn't care who saw and what it was, amen. I would come and sit in front of the church because I wanted that Holy Ghost, amen, hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And when the apostle laid hands on me and told them to take me to the prayer room, amen, I came down with him. Praise God. I did not leave that prayer room until I was filled, praise God. And so
thank
I just thank God, amen, for the infilling of the Holy Ghost and fire, amen, for that baptism, amen. And so, beloved, if you have repented, amen, and accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, amen, hallelujah, true repentance is a turning away from the life that you used to live and submitting yourself, a total surrender unto Christ. Amen. You are no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl. Amen. You are a new creature, a new creation in God. Amen. And so we invite you to continue with Bible study with us on Wednesday nights and Sunday services at 12 noon for Sunday school and 1 p.m. Spirit and Truth worship service and prayer. Amen. That takes place on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Amen. And Tuesday at 5 a.m. I also also ask that you, if you need to speak to someone, if you need further instruction, you can reach us at 800-373-6948. Amen. And you can as well, amen, reach us through the website, which is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commend every proselyte, everyone that has repented, amen, and recommitted themselves unto you in covenant. Oh God, we commend them unto you that you will finish the good work that you started, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, it is the Lord that rebuke you, the hand of God that binds you, and the blood of Jesus that is working against you. We command that you take your hands off of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we command you to loose your hold. In the name of Jesus, they belong to God, and you are trespassing, and you have no authority. I command you to loose them now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we give God all the glory, all the praise, even for those that will listen to the Bible study later and be blessed by it. Amen. There's a few of us on the line tonight, and I wanted to be able to give you all an opportunity to share. Amen. Sister Latasha, do you want to share, amen, how you was blessed through the Bible study on tonight?
Yes. I wanted to say I didn't hear the part when you were saying about the girl, the white, Delilah, but I did get the part when you said with Samson pretty much told too much of his business, and that was a problem, which, you know, what goes on in this day and age, you know.
Amen.
And it is a problem, you know. You know, sometimes the right hand don't need to know what the left hand is doing, especially if it's worldly, amen? And so we have to stop confiding in the world. The world do have nice people, amen? The reason why I say that is because Cornelius was devout, the word of God said in Acts 10. Cornelius was a centurion. He was devout. He gave to the poor, and he prayed to God. Amen. God heard his prayer, sent an angel, and told him to send for Peter. Even Cornelius in the world with his good self needed the gospel, needed to be saved. Amen. Because anyone that is in Satan's kingdom can be used as an agent of Satan. Amen. There are some of us that are in Christ. Still let the devil use us, and we need to stop it. Amen.
Amen.
We need to stop giving the members of our bodies over to Satan, our tongue. And, you know, that means speaking too much against things and tearing one another down. We really have to stop it. Amen. And so, that was a good share. We have to learn how to guard our tongue. And no man can really guard the tongue, so you have to ask God. You have to ask God.
Amen.
To give you divine grace to keep your mouth shut. Amen. Make you a confidant. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Be able to keep it to yourself, just you and Jesus, and wait for the manifestation. Amen. Sometimes we invite trouble. We invite trouble to us because we talk too much. Amen. Because people can get jealous about what God is about to do in your life, and you done told it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so you just have to be mindful. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Shirley, are you sharing tonight?
Yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, just listening to that sister, when we were young, our mom always taught us, you never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And we could never figure that out. We never could understand that. But what I also understand, too, about talking too much is even when we pray, we have to watch what we say out loud. Because the devil and try to step in because he's the great pretender. And he imitates everything that God does. So he will come in and give you what you prayed for, even though God said, no, that's not what you need. God is the size of our heart according to his riches and glory, not according to what we actually want, because there's some things that God will allow us to see that this is not right for you. But we jump ahead of it because the imitator has come and shown us a different way. So I'm grateful tonight for that. It just reinforced what my mother taught us, me and Cookie, as we were kids coming up, and what we are learning even now, as far as even when you pray, you have to be careful what you say out loud. You can always pray from your heart, because when God when God answers that prayer, you will know that it's nobody but God who did it. You will know the devil, this is not an imitation. This is not This is the real thing. So that's what we have to rely on. And just like Apostle said, keep our mouths shut. A lot of us look for attention on the internet and to see how many likes we get. A lot of people desire internet. They desire attention because they're not getting it. God set us apart.
Amen.
We're not supposed to be a part of the in crowd. That's not what God wants for us.
Amen.
So we have to understand that we want God to openly bless us, then we have to privately pray for him. So that's my sharing. God bless everybody.
Praise God.
I second that.
Amen. Amen. I said, go ahead and preach, Sister Shirley. Praise God. We should know God.
I second that.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And beloved, I heard her say that we could pray in our heart. God does know what's in your heart. He knows the meditation, the thoughts and the attitude of your heart. Amen. So, yes, we don't have to speak things out loud. The enemy knows it because it has been spoken. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Evangelist Rose, are you sharing tonight?
Well, I said it before. I second that emotion.
Amen.
I'm second it.
Amen. Praise God.
I second it. We did learn that all that from our mama.
Amen. Yep.
Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true.
Always
that's true.
Say that from a child, huh? From
she sure
very
did.
Young. She always said it. Always just told us that. And me, she had to tell me that because from a child, I was very outspoken. I'm a child.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
I was very outspoken, so she had to tell me that.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's good for what applied then to be reinforced now.
Amen.
So that means that that which was planted by your mother is being watered. You know, this day is being watered, and may the fruit of it and the strength of it and the grace to obey it come forth. Amen. Everybody really do not have to know everything. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There are things that God give you, and you can do it, and no one has to know that you're doing it.
Amen.
Get it done. Praise God.
Pray in private. Pray in silence.
That's right. And don't be telling everybody your business. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Possibly you're right to say that all the time. I'm your pastor. Don't go around telling everybody your business. Because when it gets around the church, that's going to be why. Amen. Praise God. Because, you know, there's busybodies everywhere. And so we have to be mindful of who we're sharing our personal things with, amen. And then people will get mad and want to leave the church because they have shared their business with the wrong person, amen. That is not grace to be a confidant, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Way.
Amen. Everyone. Amen. Amen. And so I'm going to ask Sister Shirley to close us out in prayer tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you had a lot there. Amen. I believe that God. God put something in you, amen, to be able to bless us and let us go. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard a little preach there tonight.
Praise God.
I just get passionate about things that God does for me, so that's
amen.
All.
Hey, that's all right. Get passionate, please. Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe you all get passionate. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before thy throne of grace just to thank you, Lord God, for this Bible study, Lord God. All that was heard and understood, let this sink into our hearts, Lord God. Let us everything come back to our remembrance, Lord God, when we're getting ready to move out of line, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you just have your way. Continue to anoint those words as they continue to minister to us on days and days ahead of time, Lord God. Lord, we just want to thank you for gathering us together, Lord God, for having your way in our lives and moving in a mighty way by your Spirit.
Thank
Lord,
you,
we
Jesus.
Ask that you look down upon Asia tonight, Apostle Asia tonight, Lord God. Have your way. Continue to move on her. Continue to teach her that she might teach us, Lord God. Continue to download it to her so that she might download it to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you bless the bishop, Lord God, touch him in a mighty way from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord God. Continue to use him in a mighty way for your glory, Lord God, and each and every soul on this line, Lord God. We ask that you just have your way. And as we depart from one another on this call, we ask that you continue to move in our lives and continue to give us understanding of the words that we heard on tonight. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Beloved, let us go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good, great message, Apostle.
Hey, to God be the glory. We're going to give him glory. Amen.
Amen.
God is love.
God.